InShape 1 and 2 Retouched by Magnus Magneto. 1. It was Brody's 50th birthday. He stared at himself in the mirror, unable to shake the thought he was starting to become an old man. He was tall and broad, standing at 6 feet of height with a wide frame. He had put little effort into taking care of his body, instead skating by off his fortunate genetics. However, the past decade had slowly taken a collective toll. No longer were his arms toned with tight muscle. His previously flat stomach now had a pouch of flab covering it, while his forearms and calves looked softer than they used to. Despite this, Brody still looked a lot better than the average man his age, as many of his friends and his loving wife Donna were quick to point out. Donna, 51 years old, was particularly kind to him about his appearance, ensuring her husband that it was easy to mistake him for someone a decade younger. Brody didn't agree with these assurances. He was starting to feel like he looked old, and he didn't like it. "Donna, I think that as part of a birthday resolution, it's finally time I got into shape," he announced that afternoon. Time had also diminished Donna's appearance, who was equally lethargic. She was a tall woman, only an inch and a half shorter than Brody. She was blonde with bright blue eyes and had large facial features. When they had met, Donna was thin and busty with long legs. Today, however, she was fairly flabby. Brody was arguably quite lucky to have married Donna 20 years ago. At the time, she was a brilliant biologist who made twice as much money as him. There was an almost eerie level of logic that she applied to everything that scared off most other men, but Brody found attractive. It would be an understatement to say that Donna was more intelligent than Brody. The truth was, Brody didn't know the full extent of their mental disparity. During their marriage, they both experienced several pay raises, but eventually, Donna's salary truly eclipsed Brody's. When they retired, she was making more than 3 times what he was. Donna's huge earnings and intelligent savings allowed them to retire during their late 40s. The disparity in their financial contributions didn't matter to Donna, however. She loved Brody deeply, and they were mostly happy with their marriage. "Brody," Donna replied, "I'm telling you that you look good. I love you just the way you are." Brody shook his head. "Well, I don't love the way I am, and I'm going to do something about it." With Donna's assistance, Brody made a diet and exercise plan which he stuck with for the next 2 weeks. He went running in the morning and lifted weights in the afternoon 5 times a week. He cut his beer intake in half and stopped drinking carbonated sodas. Donna prepared healthier meals for him, using a fraction of her immense knowledge of the human body to better shape his diet. By the 3rd week, Brody had started to see some results. He was looking more like his 40-year-old self. That evening, he and Donna had sex for the first time since his birthday. It was a moderately fulfilling session, but still not as enjoyable for him as their younger days. The next morning, Donna confronted Brody while he stared at himself in the mirror. "I can tell you're dissatisfied with me," she said. He looked over at her with confusion. "What do you mean?" "Last night you were clearly distracted, and even right now you aren't looking at me very much despite me being totally nude." He sighed. "I swear, babe, it's not really you. It's me. I have to become satisfied with myself to really focus on other stuff, like you." Donna shook her head. "Nonsense. If I was in peak condition, you would be throwing yourself at me right now, even if you had a giant pot belly." "No way. I'd be too nervous," Brody replied. She shook her head harder. "Even if you consciously believe this, it's a face projected by your subconscious to save face. The truth is different." Brody rolled his eyes. "Are you going to really pretend that if I was in perfect shape, you wouldn't be more interested?" "Donna, that's not possible." "Sure it is." "Well, I guess in this impossible theoretical, then sure. But like, you'd be more interested in me if I were Adonis." "Irrelevant. I'm going to also get into shape." Brody grinned at her. "Great. Are you going to lift weights with me today?" Donna nodded her head. "That I will. But I have to warn you, Brody, when I'm in shape, I'll physically be a completely different woman." Brody found this statement to be quite bizarre.